to the Extreme Gaming Podcast.
Hello, welcome to Extreme Gaming Podcast, episode 237. It's July 18th, 2024. We're recording this. This is GreyGamer25, otherwise known as GreyGamer25. And with us today are...
Oh, he's still muted.
You're muted.
Okay. Oh,
so, look at that.
There you go.
It's too much pressure. I'm having to record and control everything and then direct Grey as well. It's too much, man.
Sorry. Don't worry about it.
It's mute Trev here. How you doing?
And it's Matt, also known as Irish Guardian on pretty much anything. Everything.
How you doing, boys? Everything good?
So much good, to talk about.
Happy.
Can I just say last week's pod was great, by the way? Not just because Matt was on. We had so much content, we had to move some over to, and next week. Yeah, I need to put that in the merch store, man. I really need to sort that. What's this one? Oh, is that Despicable Coffee? I like it.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute. I didn't notice that. I was just taking for granted it was Starbucks. Very nice.
That's nice.
For our audio people out there, he's holding up a cup with Despicable Me Minion on it, but it looks like a Starbucks cup. And it says Despicable Coffee. It's great. I love it. I'm a sucker for good coffee cups, man. I got a bunch of them with different, stuff, and I like that.
You like a good mug? Yeah, that's fine.
By the way, just before I forget, next week we're going to talk a little bit about Once Human, and the three of us played it. We just started it and everything, but we're having some fun. Little, burps from being early access, but it's a lot of fun, so we'll get to it. We do want you to join our Discord, and that's really easy, discord.gg/extreme gaming podcast, all one word. So that's discord.gg/extreme gaming podcast.
Thank you, Matt.
Also...
Cheers.
Also, Gray's Green Room, which I do. I try to get out once a month as much as I can. And also, you can see Trev and I on the Trekway. And that's been kind of busy because Prodigy's been on. So we've been talking a lot about that. And you can take a look at YouTube or any of the fine podcast services out there. And you'll find us just by, looking at a search. Or we'll also put the links below if you're on YouTube, et cetera. And you can find it that way as well. So we're going to kind of roll into it, and we're going to have Trev up first with some game news and whatnot that we can all talk about.
Yes.
Take it away, Trev.
Yes. Have you boys heard of a game called Concord?
That's not the plane that flies, right?
I hope not, because it's going to be a disaster if it is.
No, I have not.
It's a game that was teased by Sony for quite a while. It was... a shooter game, futuristic shooter game, and it was very little was in shown until a few months ago where they released a trailer, which is mostly CGI, but it basically is ripping off Overwatch, right? Now, the thing with ripping off Overwatch is, well, it's Overwatch, for one. You don't do that. And the second thing is that this kind of game is designed for people to, you play it for free, and then once you play it for free... on top of that, you can then buy the season passes and the skins and all that good stuff, right? Normal, the kind of norm. But the problem here was that it gets such a lackluster review because they copied so many different games. And on top of copying several other games, they decided to make it a AAA release, which kind of bombed. So the idea was you would get early access to this game if you ordered it, pre-ordered it for PlayStation or PC. Hardly anyone pre-ordered it, so they've opened an open beta to people because they knew it was going to be a flop. It's got massively slated online, this game, and it's not even out yet. So I think this is going to be absolutely bloody hilarious when it comes out, because... Matt, you've not seen the trailer for this game, have you? You've not seen anything from this game at all, have you?
No.
Right, okay. Well... It's not going to be Break. Who's okay? Right, Mercy. Who is Break? Should I know who this person is? Sorry, I don't. I'm shit. But I find it hilarious anyway because this is a big game from Sony that they were kind of bigging up, and it turns out it's going to be a bit of a disaster. So don't buy that game, whatever you do, guys. The other thing that I was wanting to discuss as well was. And I think I'm going to do this in... Well, what order am I going to do this in? If we've got time, I could do the second part of this this week.
Before you do, for a second, I wanted to comment on the Concord thing. Why do game people think that if they just rip off several games that they're going to be a success? They think that the average gamer doesn't have at least some kind of brains or something. I mean, we all pick up on this. We see it happen. It's bad enough they're cookie cutter as it is. They're going to sit there and just cookie cutter it even more.
Yeah, getting that a lot more now these days. It's easy to do, well, easier to do than coming up with your own from
you
scratch.
Don't spend as much money, so it's like anything else.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, boys, if I'm being honest here. There's no ideas left in Hollywood. We know this, and in the gaming industry as well, to an extent. So we know that people are just going to keep doing this and doing this. Now, if they'd made that a free-to-play game, like the game we'll talk about next week because we've just started at Once Human, that would have been absolutely fine, wouldn't have? But they didn't do that, so idiots that they are. I don't think I will touch this, to be honest here. Does that put us over the... Hey, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to get the hype train going. It was at 93% and it was annoying the hell out of me.
Hype.
You're welcome, Greg. I found that amusing. The other thing is... I noted down here, are AAA iOS games pants? There's a reason for this, right? The answer is yes, by the way, if you just want the short version. Did you boys know that they brought out Resident Evil 7 and Resident Evil Village to iOS devices like 15 Pro and above? Yeah. Did you hear about this?
No,
But I don't really look at games.
The thing I think you sent me on Assassin's Creed Mirage that they brought to iOS.
That as well.
I was only interested in it from a technical standpoint. I just wanted to see how it would run. And I don't know about the game you're talking about, but on the Mirage that I saw, I mean, as far as technically, it's amazing they could get that game to.
Are you sure you saw it, though? Because you said it was the Mirage that you saw. Are you sure?
Yeah, I saw them. Yeah, I get it. Jeez.
When I looked at
the gameplay, I was first of all amazed that they could actually create the game to port onto the iOS like that.
Yeah.
But then on the other side of the coin, I was watching some of the problems with it. And even though some parts of the graphics look great, they purposely didn't bother with other areas. And so it's kind of like looks really good and then maybe not so good in some area. The other thing I think that's a problem too is when he was playing the game and he was running along as the character, it would just freeze. It was the weirdest looking thing. It would freeze for like 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds. The character would just sit there and not do anything. You know, and I'm sitting there going like, yeah, you got to do a little better than that. I'm, you know, not going to be playing that game. But still, I mean, it's on its way, I guess.
That's another example, Greg. I'm glad you mentioned that. That's another example of the iOS games they're trying to push at the moment. I get it. Like, the latest iPhones are powerful devices, right? Especially if you hook a controller up to it and you can also plug iPhones into bigger screens, right? So you could play it going on the plane or the train or something, right? And they run decently graphic-wise, maybe 30 frames a second or so. It'll do the job. The problem is... they're treating these games as if they're almost console and PC price-wise, you know, which is never going to work. This is the hilarious thing, right? They estimate that when they put Resident Evil 7 onto iPhones, that they only got approximately 2,000 paying customers, right? Now, this game's only about £20, right? $30-ish. And they've only got 2,000 people buying it. That's because it's probably too expensive. The Resident Evil Village game ended up being more. It was like 40 or 50. It was something ridiculous. And Apple
40 or 50 to run on iOS?
Yeah. You can do this on an iPad as well. So you could do it like a whatever the biggest size iPad as well. Apple take 30% of that. So this is probably going to kill this, right? The problem is they're porting it to phones and trying to charge too much money. Stop trying to charge too much money. You've got your Angry Birds, your Fruit Ninjas, your Clash of something. I don't know. There's
Titans.
Clash of that's the one there, or Clash of Clans.
Candy Crush.
And it's the candy. That's part of the reason Microsoft bought over Bethesda and Activision. Yeah. Seriously, it wasn't just COD. COD was the main part, but they wanted the guys that do Candy Crush because it makes so much money for them. So they're going to have to rethink their tic tacs because they can't port it across and charge an absolute fortune when you get that kind of competition. I found that absolutely hilarious. They've probably made, is there even a figure on how much money? They've probably earned approximately $28,000, and that's prior to Apple taking 30%.
Wow.
So you just do quite
Is this to show off their new chip?
Yeah, pretty much.
I read somewhere that some of those small app games that you talked about and others, I can't believe how much money they rake in.
It's,
and a lot of it's on just the impulse buy, because I know I'm guilty of it sometimes. You know, when I'm playing a game, like, well, you know, I get 10,000 coins for like $2, you know, yeah, or something. And you don't think much about it. But over the course of like a year, you might have done that 10 times, you know, or something.
It's those kind of games make the killing get great. Apple actually suggests that you bring your game out free, and then you have in-app purchases. That's how you make money. Of course, they're going to push that one. They get 30% of it. And, you know, it's, yeah, at the end of the day, it's their ball, and they'll go home. If you can't play with it anymore, you have to butt with it. That's why this whole thing starting with the EU, cutting into their market and saying you have to do this, you have to do that, because it's not really fair competition, and I don't really know how I feel about it. That game, Resident Evil 7, at the moment is £14 on PlayStation 4. And it's 20 on a little shitty phone. So, yeah, anyway, I get distracted by something there completely. So, yeah, I found that amusing. I do see that hype train. What have I missed?
I don't know if it's talking about from before or what. I'm a little confused too.
No, I thought it was level 2 hype train. Excuse me.
That's what I thought, but I don't think it's in it yet. It's just flashing all the stuff above the thing. So.
The other thing that some people will hate this, and I understand why, right? I understand why completely. There is yet another update out for No Man's Sky. Now, a lot of people can't stand that game, and it was a disaster to start. We always used to discuss that. But this is yet another free update. You can't really go wrong. Like, the game is a bit of a mess. Like, we know many games like it. But to be fair, they've been going 8-odd years or so with this. And they've got it beyond what they originally promised and some. And they've not charged for an update since it came out, I don't think. This one's to do just with the overhaul of the game in general, not adding any specific, making it better, like world physics, weather physics, water physics, just making it a lot more enjoyable, adding some more story content to it as well, bits and pieces. And I think that is out just now. It's not just now. The World's Update is called. Yeah. The World's Update, and that'll be coming out shortly, I believe. And then the second part, we don't know when. So you really can't go wrong. It's not my cup of tea, that game, but I watched a video of it. Don't know if you guys did, and it looks absolutely stunning. Like, really, really beautiful game. I should go back to it at some point, actually, to be honest with you.
There's a few games that are coming up with updates that I want to get back to now. It's like, I never really thought about it until I started reading this stuff. I heard the new one that's coming, like you just mentioned, is supposed to be really good. It's supposed to be able to land on a bunch of different planets now, and each one is supposed to be a little more different than the last, et cetera. So,
yeah.
They've done a lot of good things with that game since they came out with the lousy launch, but they overcame it, though, apparently.
I don't like it. There are my level, as everybody knows, that was my level of crappiness. I don't think that was worse than... Nothing could have been worse than No Man's Sky.
Does it matter that they've resolved it, Matt? Does it matter that they've massively overhauled it and it looks a lot better now? That they don't get any forgiveness for that.
No. Because I've been on to it, I think last month? Probably a few weeks ago. I had a quick go sort of it, tried to get my kid into it, and it was just as bad.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah,
Explain a little
boring.
More for our people. Why is it bad?
Pretty much, I think a few things have changed on where it drops you, where you start from there, and then your gathering things. Controls were different as well, or I just wasn't used to it back from when I first played. Everything was just the same to me. It just didn't. It didn't get me gripped at all, sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, oh, you know, this would be a good game just to have a little game, just to pass time, and then go off to do something else and come back. And it just didn't tantalize me at all. I didn't see anything better. I mean, graphically, it was okay, but it looked same.
Do you think, as far as right now, that Star Citizen is still the better space game of the bunch?
Yes, I do. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I think a few games, maybe No Man's Sky, may have learnt from that and trying to bring that back into it from there. So, you know, if they do, you know, they're a bit late. But yeah, yeah. I mean, Star Citizen's getting a huge update soon, which will blow them out of the water again. So,
Matt, I get that. There's so many games out, right? And there's so many more games coming out in the future that competition is fierce. And it's very hard to try and get you by the gaming cojones and keep you entertained and spending your money on their game and app purchases and whatnot. So I kind of don't blame you for that. I remember when that game first came out, right? I remember the concept of it blew my mind because there wasn't many things like that out at the time, you know, like that kind of open world and procedural generated planets. And yeah, they did. They weren't completely truthful in what they were. It was technically multiplayer, but not in the sense that anyone recognised at all. So it was a little bit. It was a bit. Do you know what it was a little bit like? It was a little bit like Elden Ring, where you see the ghosts. Great bit in a random 100 bits.
Yeah,
you're not going to get. You're not going to get a hype train, man. It's not happening.
I just wanted to see what it would do.
Yeah, we have persistent sound notifications off, so we don't get trolled. But yeah, I found that game fascinating, and then like you, Matt, it really kind of pissed in my chips, for the want of a better phrase. The last thing I wanted to ask you boys was, and not those chips, our chips, Gray.
Yeah, I know.
Did you boys buy? I want to talk Prime Gaming Day for 2 days because. Yes. Yeah, look at he's nodding his head like the Churchill dog.
He's ready. Yeah,
those people that can see it.
Oh, you got it already.
There it is.
Want to describe that to our audio listeners?
I saw the advertisement and it was 25% off. And this is for a Gen 4. This is a Western Digital Black SN770 NVMe SSD.
Yep.
But it was a Gen 4. And I was going like, wow, 25% off. So I grabbed it. Same day delivery. I got it like so fast. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I didn't even have a chance to put it in yet. I want to put it in and be ready next time for the next broadcast. But I already have a 2 gig, what I like to call 3.5. That's actually 3, but it's the 3x4. So you're working off 4 lanes, even though it's not full Gen 4. And that's been great putting all my games on it. But when this came out, a full Gen 4, I was just like, oh, that's too good a deal. I haven't seen a lot of other deals, but then... I found two different articles before we went on live today, and it's in our Discord if you want to guys want to join and take a look. But under Trev's deals, there's two articles that these are still deals that are post Prime that are running on different computer parts, keyboards, mice, and other stuff too. So worth taking a look at if you pick up or join on the Discord.
What are the speeds, Gray? What are the speeds? Sorry, the speeds read and write.
What are the what? I'm sorry.
The speeds, read and write speeds.
So like 7,000, is it?
They're fast. No, it's up to 5,150 megabytes read. And it's on the right. I don't see the write on here, but I do see the read. Why would they not have the write?
The write is usually no faster. It's sometimes slower. I agree, my man. That is, I hate to piss in your chips again. That is not the fastest one you can get. You can get 6,000-7,000 read speeds as well. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. Which I found on the deal as well, which I posted in.
Yeah, you did. So did I.
It was 7,000 read and write speeds.
I did see the
tiny price increase. You could have got better.
Yeah. I think it was 149.
I paid, I think, 119 or something like that. And the one I saw that you're talking about was like 170. And I just didn't feel like putting out the extra 50. I was fine with what I had. And generally speaking, most of the games, because that's really what I load on these games, aren't going to use that kind of speed anyway. They're perfectly fine on my 3x4 drive, let alone a Gen 4.
You could have had faster. You could have had all I've got to say to that, Gray, is
go faster. Game over, man. It's game over.
Did that actually come out?
Yeah, of course it did. We've been playing about the sound effects, people.
It depends. I mean, every time we talk about equipment, it's the same kind of thing as what do you need? What do you do? And do you want it because you just want it, or do you want it because you need it? And I'm kind of like in between. I would love to have gotten that, but I could have went for a Gen 3. They were even cheaper, but I said, nah, I don't want to get a Gen 3. you know, and I saw when I saw the 4, I figured, okay, that's a good compromise, you know, getting the 4 at the speed it is. And it'll do fine for the games. Heck, I still load some games on my old Samsung SSDs. Depends on the game, of course, but I load a couple of games on there and they're fine. You know, now, granted, I don't load any of the good games or the games that really need or could benefit from the speed on the old Samsungs, but on my 3X4, they're running great. And now on the Gen 4, it should be all that much better.
So you got one thing then, just one thing.
Well,
you just bought one
just
thing.
Just one, yeah. I didn't really see anything else that I thought was really worth it. Or I wasn't in the market to buy.
Well, I saw a few M.2s that looked really nice. And I was like, oh, that would look nice for a few laptops that I'm repairing, refurbishing, I guess you say. Mm-hmm. But then I kind of went off on a tangent and I may have bought something else that's nothing to do with gaming.
Is this your repair business?
Yeah.
You can shout out if you want. If there's anyone in the London area that wants your laptop computer fixed.
Yeah, flynnscomputers.co.uk.
How do you spell Flynn?
Flynn.
Put it in the chat.
Might as well.
Yeah. I mean, he's very good at his job. But he'll do you a good price and he mostly won't rip you off. So, yeah.
Right.
I bought some things. I've been having cooling problems on my PC for a while, right? But again, like I said last week, because these boys peer pressured me into buying a graphics card that was really struggling to fit in my chassis, and it's in now. I
paid the bush on this one.
I bought a new AIO. I bought a 360mm rad, so 3 fans worth instead of 2. So I'm going to have to put it to the side of my case instead of the top. And I thought, I'm going to do that because I'm struggling with cooling here. And I know I'm going to go against everything I said last week. I have no choice because it's such a small case and I don't want a new case. And I have to take out the motherboard and put it all in a new case and spend too much money. So I bought 3 thin fans, Sunline fans. The fans have to go on the outside and the rad has to go on the inside. So yeah. I probably going to get them to pull exhaust into the case, which is madness, I know. But the last time I had it with the 240mm at the top, it actually worked very well. And I've got about 4 fans taking exhaust out. It's the only way to keep that beast cool because it's literally a mid-sized tower. And I know it's crazy, despite what I said, but I will be keeping that rad for my new PC build, which I'll probably do next summer. And it's a part towards that. So it was like, was it Cooler Master? And it was £80 down to 52 or something. So I thought, you really can't go wrong. I noticed as well that my motherboard...
I was looking at that.
Dog, you saw it. Yeah.
I was like, oh, should I? I was so tempted to get it. And I was like, oh, all that fiddling again.
There was a crappier one, Matt. There wasn't. There was one for 50. It was like Thermal Line or something. I've not heard of those guys. I'm not touching
them. Like,
Thermal Like, yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
I also bought a fan adapter because I don't have enough fan ports on my motherboard, actually, believe it or not. So I didn't know that was a thing. So I bought that so I can plug in loads of fans, keep this baby nice and cool. Because I like
everything.
Yeah. I love overclocking, man. It needs to be.
He's a fan of fans.
I'm an only fan. I need to keep it really, really cool. So I bought that and I bought a couple of bits and bobs for like friends and family, a couple of birthdays coming up. So I thought, I love that time of year, man. I get some of bargains, but if you're buying computer components, guys, always look at other websites and don't necessarily just go Amazon, because I've got a little Chrome extension called Coupon that tells me if it's cheaper elsewhere. And sometimes it's cheaper than even Amazon sales.
It's good to fish around.
I always put the top deals that I find into the Discord on the Trez deals. If I find good gaming deals or good hardware deals, because we still like hardware here. We're just more general now, aren't we, across the whole gaming hardware board, then I'll post them in there. So yeah, I've got a couple of things. I'm happy with that. Hope I can get my PC's performance up a little bit. And yeah, that is me, Mr. Great. It's your mod corner, I believe, sir.
Oh boy, yeah. We didn't have time to do my corner last week, so I'm going to cover a little bit this week. I'm going to try to do a little bit about mods every week or every other week. It's as you know, mods have been around for a long time. And if you heard any of our past shows, you know that the mods community out there has grown like exponentially. There's millions and millions of mods being downloaded. There's all kinds of mods being created every day. When the developers release the creator kits, the modders can go crazy because it's easier for them to be able to do the mods they want to. But a lot of the modders don't wait for that. They just go ahead and start modding whether a kit's out or not, which is amazing to me. And they just kind of figure it out. But anyway, this time around, there's a Witcher 3 mods. And this is a CDPDR put out their... put out their kit, and everybody was waiting for this because people wanted to do a lot of stuff.
I was thinking you'd play that one.
Sorry.
Perfect. Don't go too wild now. So anyway, people were waiting for the kit. The kit was released, and now everybody's trying to jump on to do something interesting in Witcher 3. And I definitely do got to go back because that's one of my all-time favorite games. But what they've added so far, though, now is a new mod that will let you fully customize your main character. And it doesn't have to be Geralt either. It can be any of the other witches that you saw in the game. So any models that were built into the game, no matter what they were or who they are, you can actually pick upon those and then customize them as much as you want. But the added addition, which I thought was pretty cool, was that now you can play as a sorceress. That was never in the game to begin with. You couldn't play as a sorceress. You couldn't play as that character whatsoever. So now they introduced the sorceress, and the sorceress apparently has her own quest line in the game, believe it or not. She has her own combat system. So that's going to be like all different. So this is quite a lot, and I think there's going to be more stuff to come. So that's a real interesting one. You can find it usually in Nexus Mods, or you can just search for it. And it might be on some other mod groups, but Nexus Mods being one of the largest ones around. So definitely looking forward to that. I'd like to be able to take on any of the witchers, and I'd love to play as a sorceress. So that would be interesting to see what they do.
You do especially love that game, don't you, mate? You do love that game.
Oh, yeah. But now that they can do this is pretty cool. So modding is just fascinating sometimes. Another mod that might be interesting, I might go back to too, is Far Cry 4, which a lot of people think was the best game of the series.
I do think that too. Yeah.
Yeah, it is very, very good. So apparently this group has made a new mod called The Golden Path. So it's Far Cry 4, The Golden Path. And apparently they're saying it's almost like having a whole new game, apparently. It overhauls the entire base game. It implements a bunch of different new elements. It cleans up textures, updating the mechanics, and the whole nine yards. So I'm sitting there going like, wow. Because if I could go back to the game, and it's actually, I'm assuming if the mod is good and it's updated, that could be some very interesting stuff in the game, because that would be more fun to play since I've been away from that game for a long time. The only thing they don't mention, and you guys may or may not remember this, but Far Cry 4 was the last game that they allowed people to create maps, which is a shame, because when Far Cry 4 came out, there was hundreds of maps, and some of them were really good. And I got so much more out of that game because I was playing the maps that these people would download. And I was actually finding it a lot of fun to go in every couple of days to find out who's come up with another map. So I could go ahead and play it. And then they just chuck it all on Far Cry 5, and that was the end of that. And I've never heard, I have to delve into it a little bit more, but I don't know whether Far Cry 4 still has the maps available out there on the internet like they used to by the hundreds. I'm not really sure. If they do and you can get to them, I'd advise playing the game, get the mod, try to play the other maps as well if you want to really lengthen the game out and have a lot of fun with it. So there's two mods. I have probably about four or five other mods that I've gotten in the bucket to bring out for the next coming couple of shows. So I'll report back on that too. Any questions, you guys, on mods or what you think?
It's the game that keeps giving, isn't it? Witcher 3. Mm-hmm. I can't believe. Do you want to know something? I will get to that game eventually at some point. I keep saying that. There's always so many games to play, and that's why I always bust people's chops when they say, I'm bored, I've got nothing. I'm like, you just look at your Steam library alone, never mind Epic, never mind Prime Gaming, never mind any other consoles, and I go, you have. Like, Matt always finds something. He was playing Mad Max the other week there, and he completed that and enjoyed that, and that's a game that's 6 years old or something. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, The Witcher has been done to death, but I think it looks really nice and really polished. And I'd actually love the hype of when Witcher 4 comes out, which is, that was officially announced, wasn't it, Grace? So, but it's like early access. It'll be years now, won't it? So,
yeah, it's going to be a long time before we see that. But that's okay. At least they announced something.
Mm.
And from what I understand, Geralt is not going to be, well, they said that they might have him in as a cameo, or he'll pop up in like a quest line, so that you'll actually be able to see him or maybe play as him. This is all rumor now, but they're talking about creating a quest line where there's a couple of different missions that you could bring him on, and that's it. The rest of it is going to be following a different Witcher or a different set of characters, etc. So I don't care if they can make it as good as the Witcher 3, which is going to be a tall order. That would be fine, you know, with me. Well, we'll see.
Cool.
Sounds good. Yeah.
All right. So I guess we're back on to Trev. You're going to talk about game emulation, Trev?
I am. I wanted your guys' opinion on this. I don't think any of you guys touched this, but I was getting a little bit involved in it. It was we were talking about iOS games a moment ago. Well, not a moment ago, but the start of the podcast, and how they're a bit pants. However, hello, Comic. Hello, my friend. Nice to see you. It's Scythe as
hey,
well.
Hey, Comic.
Yeah, we're talking about iOS, but like AAA releases. But the reason I wanted to talk about iOS in general at the moment is because, you know, Apple are like, they lock things down quite a lot. But because the EU is forcing their hand a lot, they're opening up things. There's an alternative app store as well that you can get. But UK is no longer part of the EU, so we don't have access to that like the other Europeans do. But it's a good thing that they're opening up, and it means you can add in things like game emulator engines and apps. And I actually downloaded a few that I need to test out in time. There's four good ones at the moment. Delta, RetroArch, UTMSE, and PPSSPP. They run various old consoles, right? And Apple, for whatever reason, are allowing this now. They were always banning it before. You could run so many different platforms through this. Maybe not Switch, because Nintendo will take you to court, but these games, people are literally going online and reviewing it, getting something like, what's it called, the controller that attaches to your iPhone, Rick, what's it called, Bare Bone or something like that, and it literally holds onto your phone, and it turns it into a wireless controller at the same time, or a wired controller even. And you can literally play all these old Nintendo games and all these old classic games. Where you find your emulation games, your ripped-off games from, I'm not going to say, because don't want to get people into trouble, don't want to get us kicked off, but you can find loads and loads of them, and you can play now all these old games on your iPhone as well, if you know where to look. So I thought I'd mention that. I will test it out at one point, because I'm curious. Like, I've got... There's a guy online that I bought a micro SD card from, 1 terabyte, so I could plug it into different devices, and it works off Windows. It's for like Windows or handhelds or whatever. And there's something like 8,000 old games in that, which are just brilliant to play. But I got rid of my Steam Deck because I was never using it even for that purpose. So I'm in the market, I think, not just now, for a little mini PC, like something that looks like a Mac Mini. So I can literally have that as a gaming retro station, if that makes sense. I take it, I'm pretty sure, Gray, you probably wouldn't have touched this. Matt, did you ever touch that? Or were you interested in it?
I've tried a few emulators online, especially with the old style, probably Nintendo more like, and Spectrum games. Those are pretty much the ones that I'd hit on. I find it quite fun, and it's good to get back into the oldies. You know, gotta keep it alive.
The iOS is powerful enough to run the older games, right? There should be no problems, I would think.
Yeah. It's emulating them, so it's not. You've got certain. I can't remember the maybe hands on all this is in chat. You get some older or certain little portable consoles and whatnot that can actually mimic the original chip for, say, a Master System or a Mega Drive or whatever, rather than emulating the software, it's emulating the hardware. So it's a lot more realistic to what the original setup was. I can't remember what those chips are called, but they're what do the job. Emulating even if you often you'll find is you can upscale different games, old games, make them a lot better, to like 2x or 4x or like 4k or something. You can, or the frame rate can be taken right up, but some emulation engines for say certain types of consoles run really poorly, and you have to literally throw a powerful machine at it to brute force your way through it. So I find that pretty fascinating. There you go. What's Hans saying? 3DS XL is a good emulation machine. So is the PSP and the Vita. I haven't tried PSP or the Vita, but yeah, for sure. If I get a chance to test them at some point, I'll report back. I got this little card in so I could play. They've overhauled everything. It's literally these thousands of games, so you can get a mini hard drive off this guy with like 10,000-20,000 games on it, and it's just from all kinds of old platforms, and it's got the old arcade machines in there as well. Remember The Simpsons? Remember the arcade The Simpsons with like four control sticks on it, four players could play? You had Madge, Marge even with the Madge, that's from Neighbours. I'm getting mixed up here. Marge from the Simpsons with her hair, and then Bart with his skateboard knocking people out. Yeah. You can't get that for console. It came out for the PlayStation 2 and the Xbox 360 briefly as a digital online game. And due to licensing reasons, they removed that after a while, and there's never been a physical game. But someone's obviously captured that somehow, and I can literally play it on my big TV, and it just takes me right back. All the old games are there, man. It's just brilliant. Could spend hours doing it. I really could. But anyway,
I was at a Smash House or Rage Room, whatever you want to call it, a week ago.
Smash House sounds like something very different, my friend.
What can I tell you? That's what they call it. In fact, they do a play on words, and they call it Smash It. Get it? Smash
Yeah, we got one called, what's it, the Rage?
Oh, that's,
Rage.
That's not even the only thing. They have another room called where you can throw axes. So what do they call that room? The axe hole?
I've done the axes. I'm really bad at that. They just bounce off for me. They bounce off the wood for me.
You got to get the end-over-end thing going. But anyway.
You got to get your end
so
over?
They had a section. When you throw an axe, okay, it you have to flip it in a certain way so that it goes end over end and it ends up with the blade hitting into the wood. It's a little bit of a finesse doing it. You can't just hurl it and hope it sticks.
Great. Are you good at tossing your axe?
Go for it.
Are you good at tossing your axe? Is that what you're saying?
The only reason, that's it. Okay. So the only reason I even know this is because I went to a Renaissance fair and I'm sitting there just whipping this axe as hard as I can into the wall. And it's just like, it just won't stick, or it just hits the wall and bounces off. And so the guy comes over and says, here's how you do it. You just don't go bananas and just go like, you know, fling it forward. Make sure you get the action going of it flipping over around. And I go like, oh, okay. And I did it. And I was sticking it every time. So I was like, all right, thanks, man. So, but what I was going to mention is that in this place, they had a small game room. And they had they had about 6 or 8 games. But they looked like the original arcade machines because these things are beat up. And they didn't have Simpsons, but I was playing. Well, actually, they had one. I think it wasn't an original game, but it was an arcade game with the dual controls and 6 buttons. But in it, they had it programmed to play any of the old fighting games you can think of. So you're playing. So you're playing all the old, Mortal Kombat's and Street Fighters and all this stuff, and you could pick each one. Like if it was 3 different versions over time, you pick whichever one you want. So we were having fun. Me and my son were messing with that and playing it. They had the original Pac-Man. Well, I say original. It may not have been the original machine. That probably costs a lot. But they had original Pac-Man going. That was a lot of fun, and some other games too. So it was pretty interesting. I hadn't done that since I remember dropping quarters into those machines. Oh, I went to an arcade one time at a mall near my house. I went over there to take a walk, and I see they have this whole thing, built up, a whole arcade. And I'm going like, wow, this is really cool. So I go in there and they have all these great machines and the sounds and the colors going off and race cars and all kinds of garbage going on. So I was wondering how much it costs. And they were going like, well, the small games are $1 a play. And then it goes all the way up to $4 a play. Yeah. And I'm going like, seriously? I said $4 to play one of these bigger ones once? And as they're going, yeah, that's what it costs now. And I go like, oh my God. I was like, okay, whatever. So, that was a lot, man.
If you think about how much money people spent on that back in the day, it's kind of ridiculous. Yeah. And it's a lot more expensive to do now, but it's still a thing in places like Japan and stuff, like the home of the video game. They love all that stuff. In fact, it's one of these things that when I get a place of my own, if I have like a spare bedroom, probably won't. I'll probably get in like extra arcades. It's called Arcade One Up or something like that, or Arcade Four Up, something like that. They've got license to use different franchises in the past, and you can get like tabletop ones that sit, funnily enough, on your table, a lot cheaper. And then you can get ones that are full size that you stand up, you can play it like back in the day. They've got the coin operated thing for nostalgic reasons. They usually cost like 600 quid or something, but there was a couple of them in sale in the Prime Day sales, and they were going for like 200 off or something. So I'd love to get them in. And you get, like you say, you can get the ones as well that have the programmable aspect, great. So you can, you could put in like 20 classics, because it would be a waste to spend hundreds of pounds just for one game on a machine. You know, that would be... but I would love to have that and a pinball machine and all that, man. Just get into a proper man cave. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, at least pinball you can still find. I mean, there's pinball machines out there that are still around. You can get them.
Yeah.
But some of the older arcades like that, unless it's the one, you know, like I said, it's a box built with all the games in it, you can't find some of those old machines anymore. I would love to have some of the old pinball games. Not the ones that they went into video. You know what I'm talking about? They went to like these video pinball games where the everything is virtual. Oh, you don't really have real flippers.
Proper style, yeah.
Oh, did you? I thought you meant the graphics on the screen above. I played a Star Trek pinball machine that's literally from the movies, the original old school movies, the TOS guys, and it literally has like Kirk and whatnot coming up on the screen, going fire, like commands like that, and you shoot off the pinballs, man. That was absolutely so much fun. But they know they've got you. Like, there's an arcade bar near here. I think there's a few of them actually, and if comics still in the chat, I think I've got one in. They might have one in Manchester, NQ64, and it's like everything's glow in the dark paint in there, and they've got cocktails named after like famous drinks and whatnot. They all cost a fortune, and you've got these. In fact, I've got them here, man. That's how sad I am. They've got these. Tokens as well, like if I can throw one tokens.
There you go.
I've still got some, and you put them in, and they cost way too much, of course they do, but you're pissed. At this stage, you're pissed and you're shouting at the machines, and you're playing Daytona with your pals in Mario Kart and these actual life-size driving sims, so much fun, man.
If you're going to play an old arcade game, I would rather play the big ones that you get to sit in or do something with, because that's something that you don't get, you know, just playing a PC game version or an emulation or whatever. You can't sit in a big old thing and have a steering wheel or a machine gun or whatever. So it's always kind of fun to go and play those games. Now it's just $3 or $4 a pop, but oh well.
Yeah, 100%. I remember going back to Ireland. We had a massive arcade there called Dr. Quirky's, and I just spent my life in there. And it was brilliant. And they had the cars, the motorbikes that you see, and the original, Star Wars one where you're in the X-Wing and you sit down with it. Yeah. And they had this jet fighter.
It was a Western shootout game.
Yeah.
But it was live action stuff that was filmed. But when you felt like you were walking out, they would do this little thing where they had a little teeny glint, like a little boop like that. And if you're quick enough, you could shoot the guy out of the window or off the top of the building. And I always used to love those because they would use the live action clips. So it almost seemed as if it was like you were real or you were in the movie. I used to love those. Those are great. I'd put a bunch of money in those machines, man. They definitely made some bucks off me.
They're brilliant. Yeah.
Anyway, we should probably move on and let Matt cover his game. Matt, you played a game that all of us are kind of interested in, and we want to know how that went.
Yeah, so Bodycam. I bought this for $20. I think it was something else, but we'll get into that. it's a good game. It's one of those, was it Bodycam type games, you know, like that they showed on Unreal Engine 5. But this one is quite hard for me. It's hardcore, you know. It's a multiplayer PvP. basic, just here's your maps, here's your character, off you go. But I didn't realize this at the time. And as soon as I loaded in and it came up with that, choose your, you know, what to do, what map sort of thing, either join or host. And I was like, that makes no sense to me. Okay. So I thought it was kind of like 6 days to Fallujah, where you have a team and then you go off and you all together go around and do what you need to. But no, this one just threw you into like the map I chose is probably the most awful one you could do because it was pitch black and you had a flashlight. Really? And everybody was just wrecking me left, right, and center.
You mean a torch?
Torch, flashlight, torch. Yeah. Yeah, but if it's on a weapon, it's a flashlight. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. He's got a point there.
Only if it flashes on and off, then it's a flashlight.
It kind of does, especially when I get shot all the time. It does. So, I was absolutely totally lost. I came out and I was like, oh, let me have a look, see what's going on. And it's, I got confused with that game and another one called Unrecord, which is what it originally was based on. So these guys, they're created by, or taken by a couple of French teenagers, a couple of guys, who made this part. Yeah, it certainly does. And it's only for PC anyways. So Unrecord is kind of like that, but is more of a single player tactical police crime game, which is awesome. It looks brilliant, and I thought that was what it was, so I bought that. And
I think Unrecord's not out yet, right? Officially?
No, it's not. It's still in production sort of thing. It looks amazing, so I kind of thought that was it because the intro that they showed on one of the screenshots looked exactly like that. So I was like, oh, this is it. It's out. Boom, I'm buying it. No, it isn't. So pretty much I think I...
Did you turn it on Steam?
Oh, I did. I think about 20, 30 minutes afterwards, I was like, no. Definitely not sort of thing. Unless they bring in some sort of PvP, PvE, where you're against NPCs, maybe. But I think I'm just going to keep it for Unrecord because that's what I really wanted. And this is what... body cam was kind of throwing me up against, so I was like, no. But I think a lot of people, especially in our Discord, they love a bit of it's a bit like a realistic Counter-Strike. Better graphics, but fast pace. And all you use weapons sort of thing. To get new kit and stuff, you win matches, kill players, that gives you points. Those points you can unlock new gear, new kit, armor. But yeah, it was not for me, but it'll be there for a lot of people would like it, I think, because they like that.
I don't get those games. I don't see the fascination of them. You get into the stage where it's getting lifelike now, and I may as well just go outside and go and play some laser quest or laser tag or whatever you call it in other parts of the world.
Get a laser quest.
I'm all for better graphics, but then when it's almost lifelike like that, where does it start? How do we know? How do we not know that we're all in the Matrix just now? You know,
that's why we're all in a program right now. I think it's gonna be more of I'm not gonna say a fad, but I think there's gonna be a certain audience that's like that. Like if you're like, I'm not a big fan of cop shows, but there is a huge amount of people that love these realistic cop shows on television or whatever. And that alone would probably drive sales of a game like that, because then they could just like, oh, wow, I can get into a game that's like with my favorite show or something. Yeah. I don't know because I haven't played Unrecord yet. When it does come out, obviously, we'll all try it. But I'm kind of wondering if, like you said, Trev, is it going to be at 1.2 realistic enough to really enjoy it? So I really don't know. I think there's a certain amount of... You know, you want to see a certain amount of I don't know if I'm saying this right, but the animated type graphics that you're getting now, instead of doing it all for real, because then it just gets too real, which then means it gets boring. I don't know.
Yeah,
if
that kind of makes sense, because you need the distinction between almost real life and actual entertainment. But I get it. I know. I understand for some people why that'd be a popular genre of game. So really, really quickly, a quick side note, Greg. there was a couple of free games that I noticed that might be interesting for people to download. The couple of extra games that Prime Gaming were giving out have now ended. There were bonus ones. It was like Suicide Squad was in there, which is pretty good. But I've just noticed on Prime Gaming at the moment, do you know what they're giving away for free? The original Baldur's Gate.
I saw that.
Enhanced edition. I've just claimed it there. They've got this game as well. And also on Prime Gaming as well. I made the mistake of linking it to the wrong Epic account. Alex the Kid in Miracle World. Yeah. Brings me back.
I've been hearing about Alex the Kid coming to there.
It goes from original graphics to modern graphics at the press of a button. It's absolutely magic.
Really?
To me, right? But yeah, I love it. And that's cool. Free at the moment as well. But on Epic as well, I noticed we're talking about arcade games earlier on. There's on Epic at the moment, one of the free games is Arcade Paradise, which literally puts you in an arcade with all these different arcade cabinets around. You can go in and play different ones, including pool and whatnot, and all these classics. I just thought that was absolutely like deja vu, takes you right back. And it was another game called Made of Skier that looks like an actual decent graphical kind of horror game that I got for free. Stick that in the old library as well. And then I think they're all available to the 25th of July. Then the 25th of July for a week, there's a game coming out called Fist. And get your minds out of the gutters, it's not that kind of game. It stands for Forged in Shadow Torch. So, and that actually looks pretty good graphically. I've just looked at it at the moment. It looks like a 2.5D version of Bioshock, maybe, kind of. So sorry, a little side note, just because the free games, I have to remind people, like, download them, don't cost you anything.
So. Yeah, might as well. I've only got about 40 Epic free games down that I haven't played at all. Anyway, but I'll get to it eventually.
A lot more than that, mate. Trust me. Yeah. A lot more than that.
See, well, I played that Paradise one.
You wanted to talk about Destiny 2. I guess this is the last or the latest DLC or the DLC before Destiny 3 or what?
See, I kind of wish I'd kept this for next week now because I haven't played it enough, but maybe I could talk about it another time as well. I downloaded this because I got it cheaper. So, you know me, I like cheap stuff and deals and whatnot. And this is the last big major DLC for it. I don't know what they're doing next year. They only release one DLC every year. And normally they release it about February. And then they'll have a season pass out with their smaller incremental updates each quarter until the next February and they bring out another DLC. It's not the price of a full game. It usually retails for £40, $50. And it's got a lot of bonus content in it. But the last one they brought out, Beyond Light, was crap. It generally was crap and it kind of bombed a little bit. And bear in mind, Bungie are now owned by Sony. But they're allowed to continue doing their old thing like in a separate entity. But because it bombed, Sony basically threatened, listen, guys, if this new DLC doesn't go well, we're basically just going to come in and rip up the board and take over properly. You'll no longer be able to do your own thing. So it got delayed from February to July. And was it July or was it June? Something like that. And I waited a few weeks to get it for the price to go down. Destiny 2 is my go-to game. Yes, mate, I agree. I love the lore behind it as well. It still plays well and it still looks pretty decent. And I thought, okay, I'm not paying £40 for it. So Trevor looked for one of his deals, which he did do, of course. I managed to get the DLC for, instead of £40, £24. And I could have got it cheaper if I waited longer. In fact, it's usually given out for free in the PlayStation after a year or two. Because Sony own Bungie, don't they? So they'll just give you it. The base game's free. Destiny 2 is free to play. It's the season passes and the DLCs that cost more, which is fine. That model. Yeah. So I bought it, started playing it. I'm really enjoying it so far. It is hard. It's a lot more difficult than before. You've got a thing called classes or subclasses, where you have unique types of grenades and shields and jumping mechanics and all, and it's linked together as a class.
A lot of dying.
Well, yeah.
That's part of the game.
There is a lot of dying.
That isn't a class.
I saw you streaming the game. I saw you streaming the game on Discord, and I thought it looked pretty good. I haven't played Destiny in a while, but I did play a bunch of it. But I thought it definitely looked good as far as the DLC goes. So that's a plus. Now, what did you hear about the Destiny 3, though? Have you heard the rumors at all on that one? Or?
Let me get to that after that, because I'm still talking about Destiny 2 stuff. Sorry, Gray. Scythe makes a good point. Was it Lightfall? Wait a minute. Did I get the names wrong, Scythe? What was last year's one called then? Was it not called Beyond Light? Or I've just made that up, haven't I? Yeah, it was, right. So you're trying to say, like, 2 years ago, it was actually starting to become a problem. Because Witch Queen, right, okay, right, I've got, I'm getting my names mixed up. Right, okay. So Lightfall last year, it was not great. Witch Queen was the last great one before that. That was good. I enjoyed that. I haven't even completed the DLC for last year, Lightfall, because it was just crap. I just like the mechanics behind it. So the idea behind this one is you've had this bad guy called The Witness for a while. He's the guy with, like, floating... It looks like there's smoke coming out of his head. And there's lots of, like, skulls coming out of his head, like, in the cloud above his head. It's weird. Such a weird bad guy. He's been around for a little while. And this is supposed to be all the kind of DLCs coming to a head. And, of course, there's new story, there's new content, there's new classes, there's new everything. There's a new season pass. I got the new season pass cheaper because I changed my Steam region. That's all I'm going to say. So I got this, instead of paying like £40 for the year or something, I got it like for half the price.
You are going to talk about that, right?
No.
over it. Okay.
So got it way, way, way cheaper. Come talk to me personally or a DM me and I'll let you know.
DM him now. Join the Discord.
Well, so Destiny 3, you're talking about that. There's heavy rumours that that is in production. I don't know how, though, because Bungie are also working on their game called Marathon, which was an IP they had from way back in the day. I know almost nothing about it. So they can't have enough scope to continue putting out Destiny 2 content, do Marathon and Destiny 3. So they talk about this DLC being all the DLCs together, like in terms of wrapping up the story. There was a guy in it called spoiler, if you don't want to know what happens. I've only played a bit of it so far, by the way. There was a very popular character in it called Cade Six. He was the robot guy. He was the robot character.
His
gun was a hand cannon. My favorite weapon in the game is a hand cannon class. And it was called Ace of Spade, I think it was, something like that. And that was voiced by Nathan Fillion. Remember him?
Yeah.
Shiny.
Yep.
He was their most beloved brown coat from Firefly.
Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades, thank you. See, Scythe, you can tell Scythe's the more dark Destiny fan than I am. And I absolutely, like a couple of DLCs ago, two, three DLCs ago, they killed him off and everyone was going nuts. Like, absolutely nuts. Like, why? We generally love, I was actually emotional when he died. And that's, a game is doing well if it gets me emotionally involved, because only movies and TV shows can do that. But for a game to do that, this is why I love the story games, guys, like Days Gone and The Last of Us, because that invokes that reaction to me. Forsaken, there you go. So that was two, three DLCs ago. And then he comes back, kind of. And Nathan Fillion's voicing him again, and it's just so good to see this. But I've barely scratched the surface. I don't know. Five years ago, Scythe, really? That long ago?
Man, time flies. Yeah.
So that long ago? Wow. Okay, right. So I can't even remember what happened in Destiny 1. You know that it's been so long, I couldn't even tell you anything about that game. So what are they going to do if this is wrapping up the story? What they're going to do for next year, they'll probably announce it towards the end of this year. Will they keep the season going a bit longer for another year with many DLCs? Or like Destiny 3 must be in the cards. They really should make Destiny 3, I think, make it next gen, because I'm invested in it, and see if you can bring certain elements from one game into the next game. But because I've only played a bit of the DLC, I will report back more on it, guys, over the next couple of weeks. Anyone plays Destiny? In fact, Scythe, listen, I know we're playing... what are we playing? Once Human.
Once Human.
And I will continue playing that, but as my other game, I'll play some... I don't know if you've got the new DLC, but if you don't, I can put you in touch with it cheap. Wink, wink, hint, hint. And we could certainly play that, because I know Ruthless plays it in the community.
Yeah.
The problem is I could never find people to do the raids with. I was hardcore back in the day, boys. Like, seeing Destiny 2 first come out, I was playing it on PlayStation 4. With my old work colleagues, and we were all part of like a clan, and we'd all play it in a PlayStation. And then we got the opportunity to move all our progress across to another platform. So I took it across to PC, the superior platform, of course. Yes, I do have consoles, but the PC Master Race lives long and strong. Are you happy, Hans, if you're in chat? What's he saying in chat? Don't have DLC yet due to apprenticeship work. Ah, so you think you're going to be too busy to pick it up? Is that what you're saying? Or your skin? One or two. Anyway,
we don't pay him.
We don't pay him. He doesn't. He works for free. I've barely scratched the surface. I've got a lot more to play. Hopefully, I can report back once I've completed it. And then, if people want to get involved, reach out in the community, because there are mechanics built into the game now. There used to be an app where you literally went on to your phone or on the computer and actually looked for a fire team to go through the raid. But the thing is, a lot of these guys don't want to carry you unless you're on a mic, at least minimum, and you've at least watched videos, because the raids are complex beasts. It is like endgame times five. It's very hard to do. You've got to have good communication skills. You've got to be a decent player, but the rewards are really good. So I would find that, get your violin out, boys. No one would do the raids with me. And I'm not shit at Destiny. Before you say something, I'm actually decent. no one would play with me. So poor Trev, I don't want to do the raids with. So I'd play all the rest of the game and enjoy it.
Let me know when you're going to do a raid. I'll give it a shot. I haven't played it in a while. But I played raids with Rectify years ago. We used to jump in and out of a bunch of raids.
Great.
I stayed away from them.
You'll get your arse handed to you, genuinely. You'll get it's very, very difficult. They're very, very difficult.
I'll just be a bullet sponge for you. It's no problem.
You won't be able to get in. You don't have the DLC. You won't be able to play the raid.
Well, maybe I'll have to get the DLC.
You can do
then.
From your deals.
You just wanted somebody to play. Now I'm telling you, I'm going there, and you're going, oh, you can't do it.
No.
Don't bother. Don't even bother.
Because I don't want you to go away crying and being really sad that, you know, you were trying to help a friend out and it didn't work out for you. Anyone's welcome, including Gray.
Including me.
It's just bear in mind for tears and sorrow and lots of dying, because that happens a lot. So that is Destiny 2, The Final Shape. So far, I'm absolutely loving it. And I will come back in a couple of weeks' time, see if I've actually completed more of it.
For not wanting to talk about it much, you did good.
Yeah, nice.
Well, I also thought as well, if we stop now, we're going
to
run out of content as well, which I don't want to do.
So. Nah, we still got more stuff. We don't have a quiz this week, though. Sorry, everybody. But, you know,
sorry.
Sometimes we do something.
Lord's busy.
Lord's busy. Yes, he has to work for a living, like some of us. Maybe not me, but anyway.
You're a bum, though. You're a bum.
I know. I always like to cover some of the upcoming games and stuff, but I thought I would talk a little bit in the conversation, too, about... Xbox and some of the stuff that'll be coming in over the course of the next rest of the year. Just so you know, I'll go over a little bit of list. Some of them we've heard, some we may not have. Creatures of Ava. I think I saw a trailer on that. It actually looked kind of interesting. That's August 7th. SOPA, if that's being pronounced right, S-O-P-A, is coming August 2024. This is all Xbox. So if you have the membership in Xbox Game Pass, and you will get these games all on day one. By the way, we talked about it last time, but Game Pass is going to go up as of September.
Yeah, £14 for us.
Well, if you have a PC Game Pass, it's only going up $2 a month.
Great.
Outside of that, it's going up a lot more.
That's a very good point. I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm glad you reminded me there inadvertently. We all know the pass has gone up too much, and I was complaining about that, like the ultimate pass, but the PC pass is actually still good value, because like Gray says, it's only up a couple of dollars. It went up from, was it like £8 or £9 in the UK? It's gone up to a tenner, which I think is still value for the PC game pass. It's just the ultimate is an absolute ripoff at the moment. So if I were you guys, I would stick to the PC game pass, because unless you've got an Xbox and or you play stuff in the cloud, what's the point in Ultimate? The PC Game Pass will still get day one games as well, by the way. Of course, right. I think we're grandfathered in, Gray, aren't we? I was concerned that they sent us all an email, didn't they, saying, oh, by the way, we're changing it from September. You're going to be put on to the new standard plan, which is all the games have currently got out, but not day one games. And I read it differently, but Gray seems to think that we're safe from that because we're grandfathered in.
The email they sent out, a lot of people might have gotten this email. This is a cookie cutter email they send out to everybody. So the way I was reading it, the way I took it, was that if you're going to jump back into Game Pass because maybe you're off of it now, or you're on a month-to-month payment, that it's going to jump up to whatever in PC for, you know, $2 more a month. But if you've already paid annual, there's going to be a new annual price, which is going to be, I believe, $15 more annually than it is now, which isn't too bad, really. Yeah. But if you already have a Game Pass like I do, mine's good until December of 2025. And I know, Trev, you're good for a while too. So I believe, right. Generally speaking, they usually just grandfather you in, but I don't know what the, the terms of use that you always have to click on and you never read. And we're all guilty of that. If there's something in there that states that they're not going to grandfather you in, then we will be paying the extra price. But I gotta think that they're probably not going to do that. It'll just be when you go to renew. So we'll find out in September whether we get, you know, we're okay or whether we get nailed.
You also can't go beyond a year back by, you know, adding more than a year's worth of pass to your account. You used to be able to do 3 years max, and that's how I'll get 2.5 years still left. In fact, before this came in, I tried to, through sites that Gray and I know and Matt, try to add another 6 months on so I could get up to the 3 years. And then the guy that was trying to do it for me is like, listen, we can't, because, you know, you can't, if you've got a current plan out at the moment, you can't add, you can't stack to it. I was like, damn, 2.5 years. So
I always had a feeling we knew it was going to go up. I'm glad I was able to do mine before the price hike. So timing was good, hopefully, on both our parts, because we'll be okay for a little while.
And then Gray, once it goes, I'll either continue using the methods that we know, or I'll get it on ad hoc months. Like, not always. I won't get it just for the sake of getting it. I only got it for the sake of getting it last time is because I'd done that Xbox Gold conversion trick where you converted it into Ultimate and then paid 1 month of Ultimate, and it worked out like instead of like £400 or £300-400, it worked out at under £100 for 3 years for me. I will just get the PC Game Pass. That is the good value for me, man. Tenner for all those games, brilliant.
Yeah, I think if you can put out the money for annual, it definitely is more worth it. They give you a decent discount on the annual. I guess you got to put it all up at once, but in the long run, per month, it comes out to be cheap.
And COD's in it. COD 6 or Black Ops 6 is coming out to it in a few months' time. There's heavy rumors that Modern Warfare 3 remake's coming out to it very soon, and they're going to start backporting a lot of these old CODs and Activision Blizzard games to the platform so that you're more bang for your buck. So I'm glad I've got to
know why they. Now you know why they're interesting. In September, right before Black Ops 6.
Oh yeah, they're not stupid, man. Idiot, man. They're not stupid. Like I know Microsoft are they're a public limited company, aren't they? So they've got shareholders, but they are they're like the top two or three richest companies in the world, and it's just greed. It's just like sometimes I lose faith in humanity. Like it's just all about money for everyone and everything, and they're ramming these prices up. We all knew they were going to do it. Like, a year after they bought them out, I'm just glad it was not within a year. At least they waited 1 year to put the price up. So,
A little better than nothing, right?
Yeah.
Well, to go over a couple more, Star Trekker is coming September 3rd. The next one, which we did see on the game showcase, is Age of Mythology Retold. I'm really anxious to see how this is because I used to love the original game. I played that one, Age of Empires, Age of Mythology, Age of whatever.
Were you not around as a young man when that game was set in like the time?
Yeah. Sure, I was playing them as they came out.
Monsters.
From what I'm understanding, I think Retold is, I got to check it again. I don't know if it's a remaster or new or both, but I'll find out. But in either case, it's still good. So I'm looking forward to that. Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl is going to be on September 5th. Nice. Frostpunk 2. I didn't think they were going to do a new Frostpunk, but apparently they did. So Frostpunk 2 is going to be out September 20th. Era History Untold. Don't know a lot about that one. September 24th. Call of Duty Black Ops 6, October 25th. My birthday. Look at that. They must have known. So it's coming out October 25th. I'm sure they're... I'm going to be curious now with Microsoft being behind this. Are they going to have enough servers for all of us to play on that aren't going to go down or be full or I don't know. What do you think?
Drop your profile. Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I mean, I would think because they're big and mighty that they're ready for this.
Yeah.
We'll see. I think they would because they don't want the bad press if all of a sudden nobody can get on. It's going to not be good.
Yeah.
Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024 is November 19th for those that like that. Avowed, which was supposed to come out in 2024, now we're hearing that they don't know if it's going to come out in 2024. And a lot of people were looking forward to that. I thought it looked pretty good. Indiana Jones and the Great Circle also still has not have a date and is also still supposed to come out this year. So anything can happen. It might either come out or it's going to end up being pushed off into the next year. I mean, I hope not, but I mean, because it did look good. I mean, it looked a lot better than the movie.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But it's got to do some justice to Indiana Jones. I used to love
Right. Well, it's almost like it's better to have Harrison Ford do the voice
mm-hmm.
than to try to act at 82 and pretend he's, you know, 40.
Yeah. So,
yeah. There's a lot of things you could do in animation. All he has to do is use his voice. That works.
Yeah.
In fact, yeah. It's interesting because he's going to be in the new Captain America movie. And like I said, when they filmed that, he was
CGI.
Yeah, but they're going to do a lot of CGI because everybody knows this. I'm not spoiling anything. At the end of the clip that they showed, you saw the Red Hulk. And if you're a comics book reader, you know that the Red Hulk is Thunderbolt Ross, who is apparently the president now in the movie. And I don't want to give away more than that, but basically he's going to turn into the Red Hulk. So I'm sitting there going like, really? So they're going to have like an 81-year-old face?
Is it 81? Planted on him.
Yeah. Always more than that now, I think.
That's amazing. Wow.
Him and Biden can go for a drink and forget everything.
Well, the good thing is Harrison Ford hasn't lost marbles yet. So
yeah.
Who else turned into the Red Hulk, Gray? Do you want to tell the people?
I don't know a lot about that part of it. I just know that Thunderbolt Ross did.
Gray turned into the Red Hulk as well. I don't know how he done it. He done some face swap stuff, and it was absolutely hilarious. You just seen this old geezer looking muscly and ripped and red with like a tash, and I'm like, huh?
Pretty cool, huh? Yeah, that was Swap Weekend. That little software Swap It, which isn't as good as it used to be, but in the old version, I did that one. But that is an example though. I'm trying to figure out they're going to take his face, which he's old. His face looks old, and they're going to stick it on the Red Hulk. So you know they're going to do the CGI of that. It's not going to barely look like him. But it is going to be funny to see Harrison Ford's face planted on a Red Hulk. It's going to be like Red Indiana Jones or
he doesn't have the tash.
Red Han Solo.
Hank Harrison's Ford's went, there's no way I'm doing having the tash, and he's big enough that he can actually say that to them. If you want me in the movie, I'm not having a tash. Who was the guy he took over from that's passed away?
Oh gosh, I'm trying to remember now. You're right.
He had the tash, you see. So
John Hurt.
That's it. Right? Yeah, he's passed away, unfortunately. That's why. That's why Harrison Ford's in it. But yeah, he said, I'm not wearing the tash, basically. I'm not having the tash. Fair enough, Harrison, whatever you say.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever you say.
Whatever you say,
we'll let
boss.
You do whatever.
I wouldn't argue with him. No.
He's such an interesting actor.
Got a bad
actor.
Feeling about this.
This isn't GGR, I know. We're getting off on a tangent. But he's an interesting actor because they give him a script and he goes into a movie. And generally speaking, he usually acts really well. But he doesn't really care about talking about anything afterwards. He thinks that going on interviews is a bore. I mean, and sometimes he'll be sarcastic.
You can tell, Gray, can't you? In the odd interview he does do for a movie after, you can just tell that he's bored shitless and he doesn't want to be there.
Oh, you can see it in his face. Yeah. No doubt.
Do you think he enjoys acting? Maybe it's just generally a job for him and he doesn't have the same passion for it that he'd... I'm not going to say he's a phenomenal actor. I don't think he's like grade A or something, but I mean, I know, sorry if I've upset a lot of Han Solo fans there.
Here comes the emails.
That's it. That's it. Send them to GreyGamer at
PX.
Well, I mean, it depends on who you're comparing them to. Like, if you're comparing them to Marlon Brando, okay, well, maybe not. You know, but for what he does, he's very good at it. But that's what I'm saying. Some people just walk into a movie and they act really great, and then when they walk off, they're just like,
that's it. Yeah.
I don't know, man. They're like in another world, or are they just like, you know, I do this stuff and I do a good job, and don't talk to me when I'm done. Okay.
Yes,
anyway, I always like to talk about other games that are coming up, because I still find it fascinating that so many games come out that we don't even hear about.
Have we heard about Fable yet? Is that coming out yet? Or
which one?
Shell's favorite, Fable 3.
I don't think they have a date on it yet. Oh, they did say
next year sometime,
didn't they?
Yeah, next year sometime.
Yeah, sometime 2025. So at least we don't have to wait, you know, like 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 years like Elder Scrolls 6. That's another story.
That is, yeah.
But so, believe it or not, today comes out Ancient Phantasma. These are all for PC usually, and Xbox, and a lot of them are also on Switch and PS5 as well. Bow, Path of the Teal Lotus. Now, just chime in if you've ever heard of any of these. I'm not trying to make fun of it. I'm sure there's some really good games out there, but it's just there's so many. It's funny. Dungeons of Hinterberry. Flintlock, The Siege of Dawn, which came out today. Actually, I've heard a few good things about that. So, JDM, don't ask me what that means, Rise of the Scorpion. Mifamato, my motto, yeah, whatever. Metal Slug Awakening. I want to see this one. Metal Slug Awakening. I just kind of
I remember that one. Yeah.
Well,
that'd be interesting.
Go get it, guys. There's one out there. Norlin, which sounds like a Viking thing. I'm not sure. Shim. This is all today that these came out. I'm not even in it tomorrow or the other days yet.
I thought, great. Why did you read out like most of the games coming out for the month rather than like the highlights and like, some of the big titles?
And there really is no highlights. That's the thing. I mean, in this list, the thing I'm trying to impress upon people is that there is games out there.
Shim.
And some of these may be good. We just don't know because there's so many we haven't played yet. Yeah, this next one, though, you got to tell me what you guys think about this title. Vampire Therapist.
That's a busy job.
I might have to play the game just because of the name. I mean, that's a good one. I like
that. What platform is that one on? Or
that's PC only, apparently.
Yeah.
From what I'm seeing. Dungeon Born sounds like one of those side-scroll things. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a few other ones, but I'm kind of skipping over some. But just to give you a brief, that means there's about 10 or 11 or 12 that just came out today only. Tomorrow, the July 19th, only two games are coming out. And then it skips a couple of days. Amazing, huh? And then July 22nd, you got another 10. And on July 23rd, you have about 10 more. July 24th, another 10. I mean, it just keeps going.
Wow.
So
that's quite busy.
It is. I mean, I'm surprised. Whenever I look at it, there's an average of around 40 to sometimes 50 or 60 games a month coming out.
Yeah, but we know 90% of them are 95% of them are guff. If any of you boys ever looked at the game catalog on a Nintendo Switch on the store, oh my god, that has got some amount of crap on it. Like genuinely, so you'll get the odd gem that's only like a pound or something in a sale. Like you will get the odd gem, but most of it is absolute utter crap, and that's just one platform. So people can knock out games really quickly, like really, really quickly, man. If they make them basic and simple, and they'll get enough money to get them by until they bring out another crap game. So most of it's
let me ask you a question then. Why is there so many, whether they're crap or not? Why is there so many then like that? I mean, because are they just coming out with them with the hopes that something might hit?
Great. It's easier to make a shit game than it is to make a good game. That is the technical definition, explanation, right? It really is. Like, it's not easy to make a good game. I know that I'm not being facetious, so generally not.
Yeah.
It's very easy to make a very average quick game that will get you a few quid, a few bucks through the door, keep the paychecks coming in, and then you move on to another crap game. To actually make a game worthwhile, you need a lot of money and a lot of talent, and that's why you get all these crap games, especially on Switch, coming out. So that's why a lot of these games, I mean, I wonder how many of these games will also be on the Switch as well. I'd be curious.
I can tell you that there was more than I thought. There's not a lot, but I would say probably out of the list I read, I'd say about maybe 20%, 25% on Switch as well.
No, you've got quite a lot of them would be indie as well, which a lot of people are getting back into.
I've nothing against indie. I don't play a lot of indie games, but they've got their place in the community for sure. There's a difference
between... They do indeed, yes. Yeah.
Matt, there's a difference between indie and shit, though.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not saying they're shit. I'm just saying they have like their own following and, it's up and coming. A lot of people love it.
We ought to challenge ourselves.
Me to a pint. You know, there's a few indie games I've played. So yeah,
each one of us should pick one game off this list that we never heard of and try it.
Oh, we should do like a Russian roulette. Just get a.
Do you know what you should do when you're in certain websites when you're getting your CD keys type websites, but even more dodgy than they are, because I don't consider CD keys that dodgy, to be fair. You try other websites and you get some of these keys, they go, right, for an extra dollar, a pound or two, you could get a mystery Steam game completely free. And you're like, okay, you know that's going to be way bottom of the barrel. And they'll send you some shit and you're like, what?
Huh?
What is that? It'll be
an 8-bit game that's advanced to 16-bit.
A shit game isn't necessarily 8-bit, man. It could just be generally like half decent graphics, but just bloody awful. And that's how they make their money. That's something we could do. Like, let's just buy one of these roulette games that we don't know. We'll just buy it, and it'll be a random key that comes in our inbox. That could be fun.
By the way, Cheney just came on and said Shim will be a good game, comes out today. So he knows something about Shim, apparently.
Shim.
You might have to check that out.
Okay.
Yeah, we did go over the game, but we don't know a lot about it, Cheney. But I'll write it down. I'll try it.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? In any case, what else we got in our minds, people? Matt, were you working on trying to do a quiz or something that you were
sort of? I was playing with.
Oh, is that Matt? Matt, could you put your name when you do that? Because I have no fucking clue who does these things. You don't need to do it now. Oh, he's going to do it, isn't he? Oh my god, mother fecker, Matt. Okay, done. Thank you, mate.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since Matt has made the effort to do something quickly,
that's not how you spell it.
We're going to go ahead and try this. So we'll go ahead. I'll read the question and I'll read the answers. It's multiple choice, and then we'll see if we get. Now, do you already know the answers, Matt? I assume
I've got the answers. You can do the questions. I'll do the answers.
No, but do you know the real answers?
Yeah, because it can't.
Oh, where's the fun in that?
Well, I only have this.
Put it together in 5 seconds. I mean,
yeah.
We're lucky we even have one. All right, let's try it. Let's see. Which iconic video game character collects golden rings? Well, that's not too hard. Sonic, right? The choices are Mario, Sonic, Lara Croft, Master Chief. Which one could that be?
It's got to be Master Chief, surely.
To collect golden rings?
Nah, Sonic.
Yes, Sonic. We know.
And join in as well.
And Mario, what do you think there, Matt?
Mario collects. Does he not collect? No, shrooms, he collects.
Peaches.
He collects coins, stars. Not rings. He collects coins.
Right. Yeah.
There you go.
Right, and sometimes that star that looks like he's got a face on it or something.
Yeah, right? The Infinity Star.
Yeah, there you go. See?
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
But anybody in the chat know? I'm sure. All right. So what's the answer there, Matt? Is it what we think?
It is B.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic. This is going to be my answer voice for all the questions.
That's right. Everything is just,
just
say Sonic. what number two is, what game features a battle royale mode called Warzone?
These are too easy.
Boy, these are too easy, man. A, Fortnite. B, Apex Legends. C, Call of Duty Modern Warfare. D, PUBG.
E, your mum.
Ooh. Yeah, that's right. How'd you know?
I'm going with Call of Duty.
COD.
I remember that one.
You're sacked from quiz.
The answer is Call of Duty.
We got to do some easy ones sometimes.
We're not calling this Matt and Sai.
It's Sai. He goes, Hello Kitty Adventures.
Yeah.
Hey, don't love that game.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, are we good on that one? Is it Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Yeah, Call okay.
Of Duty. All
right, good one. All right, so let's go to the third one. So we have four today. Which game franchise is known for its block building and creative gameplay? You're not gonna keep making it this easy, are you? A is Minecraft, B is Terraria.
I did say for novice, so I was
C is Roblox, D is Lego Worlds.
And E is your mom.
Well, you know, I mean, Lego Worlds could be, it could be that one or Minecraft if you think about it.
It could be Roblox as well. It could be any of them, kind of, but yeah, it's Minecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of Minecraft. The above.
So, nice. What's the answer there, Matt?
A. All of A.
All of A is Minecraft. All of A. Thank you. Okay, let's see if we get another easy. How many questions did you put down?
Four.
Oh, 10, my God. Nine. Got nine of them.
Yeah.
Oh, well, wow. There's another page.
I didn't realize that. I started going down. I go, how many are there? There's nine of them.
142.
We got the time. At the end of the description, you know how we put like a description, like a tagline for what the episode was about this week? We're just going to put this game, and a really mediocre quiz at the end, and I'll be generous to Matt.
That's right. And anyone can win. What is the main objective in Pokemon Go? Catch them all, battle other trainers, evolve Pokemon, collect gym badges.
All of the above. Which isn't an option, but it should be.
It should be.
There should be an E, all of the above. It's all of the above.
Okay, I say all above.
It's A, B, and C.
Oh, you can't collect gym badges?
I don't think so. Maybe.
He knows everything about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm.
That
gotcha.
I see. He's sitting there changing the notes as we go along. All of the above and your mom. Okay. All right. Next one. Which game introduced the iconic phrase? Oh, please.
Oh, wait a minute.
This is because you mentioned it earlier.
Do you mean this?
Finish him.
You guys didn't hear that, but everyone else heard that.
Not hearing it.
And then last but not least.
Get over here!
There you go.
I'm not hearing it.
You'll be able to hear it if you listen back to the podcast.
Okay.
Toasty. Oh, that's toasty.
Anyway, which game introduced the iconic phrase, finish him?
Finish him.
During fights. A, Mortal Kombat. B, Street Fighter. C, Tekken. D, Soul Calibur. All good games, actually. I, of course, will go with Mortal Kombat A. And, of course, E, your mom.
No. It is E.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Okay. Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Okay, now this one might be slightly harder for people that don't know this game.
You really shouldn't be if you're in video games.
It was a long time ago.
Scythe is ripping you a new one, my friend, Mr. Matt. You need to step up. See, Lord does good quizzes. You've got big shoes to step into, so respect for attempting to do that.
I'm not stepping into. I'm just having a little fun.
We're stepping out of it is what we're doing.
I'm in the pedaling pool, so you can't blame me for nothing.
All right. What is the name of the protagonist in Half-Life? A, Gordon Freeman. B, Alex Vance. C, Shell. D, Alex Vance, again, spelled differently. And then E, your dad. I want to go with your dad.
It's Mr. Freeman. It's Mr. Freeman.
We don't have the other guy, so I was like, I might as well have the protagonist this time.
We cannot read out question 7. We can't. We'll get banned from podcasting if we read that out. Because no one would ever get that right. I think my grandmother, who's no longer with us, could get this one right. Read out if you want, man.
Okay, here we go. This is very difficult. No one will ever get this one, just so you know. Which game features a plumber named Mario as the main character?
It's got to have a whiz.
Super Mario Brothers, Donkey Kong, The Legend of Zelda, or D, Metroid, and E, your mom.
And your dad.
Now, wait a minute. Now, this could be obviously Super Mario Brothers, I guess. But Donkey Kong, Mario was in Donkey Kong, but he wasn't called Mario at the time.
Remember? But what happened to Luigi?
Well, what about Luigi?
Well, he was one of them, wasn't he?
Well, although he's one of the brothers, but you were naming Mario as the main character.
He's featured there.
Well, and as, like you said, main character, so he wouldn't be Donkey Kong was the main character. But if I remember correctly, and I don't know a lot of Nintendo history, but I remember that Mario appeared in Donkey Kong because that game came before. And then they thought the character was cool and they spun him off into his own games. And of course, the rest is history.
But, and then he brought his brother along to hold the
Luigi,
tools.
And then you got, then after that, you had Wario. And then you had, what was the other one? There was another one too.
Horror Nightmares. Peach's Adventures.
Let's see. We'll move on to question number 8. What is the name of the fictional city where Grand Theft Auto 5 takes place? See, now I don't play the game, so I wouldn't know.
Did we do the answer? We didn't.
What? Super Mario Bros.
7. No.
It isn't?
No.
Okay. Donkey Kong, then. It can only be that A or B.
Yeah. Carry on. I was looking at what else then.
All right, what is the name of the fictional city where Grand Theft Auto 5 takes place? A, Liberty City. B, Vice City. C, Los Santos. D, San Andreas. Or E, your dad. No. Or Las Vegas. No.
Yep,
Las Vegas. I don't know the game, so I would be taking a total guess. So I'll say San Andreas. I have no idea. I'm one of the few that wouldn't know this, but yeah, I don't know this.
What about you,
Saucy? What do you say, Trev?
I'm no longer taking part.
Then me, your mom, or your dad? Or
that was the last question. Or should we do the very last? Oh, no, I don't know. What was the answer?
Los Santos.
Okay. And I was wrong on that one. Oh, well. So what? Yeah. All right, last question. Which game franchise features the iconic phrase, it's dangerous to go alone, take this? See, I don't know this one either.
Maybe called Trev's Journey.
Which game franchise features the iconic phrase, it's dangerous to go alone, take this? Okay, Trev, well, you're holding your mouth on purpose?
No.
Yeah, well, I don't know the answer, so you should take a guess.
Nope.
Oh, come on, you're Sarah Puss.
I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that one.
I don't either.
Do you not know?
It's either C or D.
Okay, I was gonna say A, but all right. What's the answer?
Gray's right. A.
Amazing. Yeah. No idea.
There you go. Skyrim.
Well,
yes.
I've played the last couple of Zeldas, and not once was that phrase mentioned.
Really? I played the original.
No, I haven't played the original.
Well, anyway, we promise to have a much more difficult quiz next week.
It is.
But it did get a good laugh though, so it wasn't,
there you go.
And we will be talking more next week about, well, not more, we haven't talked about it at all today, Once Human, like, so we could have discussed it a little bit today, but because we only had certainly I don't know how much Matt's played, but Gray and I were only on it for a bit last night, so far loving it, but there's a lot more to mention, so probably mention it next week.
I won't tell you.
I like one thing about Once Human, when we were playing, I didn't see any giant lizards eating us like in Conan.
Yeah, missed it.
So at least
if it's
so
30 minutes, you'd see something.
Oh no, don't tell me.
I ain't saying.
Oh, we did that big monster, whatever he was, that tall, whatever it was, that wore some kind of metal crown.
Yeah. Yeah, TV Tower guy.
But we'll talk more about it next week, as we said. So thanks, everybody, for joining. Thanks, everybody out there in chat. Thanks for all the subs and whatnot. Appreciate it very much. We will be back next week to cover Once Human other stuff as well. So I appreciate everything. Everybody, look at us. Look at the camera and say bye.
Bye, guys. Next week. Bye.
My fingers are gone. My hands are gone.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is